With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot going on, as always. A very busy hour here. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? Let's get this tonight. Let's just get it.
Oh, you're pumped for this, huh?
You can get it done. What's best? You gotta get it done.
All right. I'm going. I'm doing that middle with the golf. I'm putting it with the golf.
Really, the golf?
With the golf, baby. That's it, man. I'm going. Full force.
I got the under here in Houston.
Who do we like this week in Mexico?
Throw a name out? You want me to throw a name out?
I actually got a few already. This is the Tony Finau Invitational here this weekend.
What do you mean? This is where he played well?
He won last year. He came in second the year before that. He's plus 750 to win. We can't play that.
The golf,
baby. That was another misery this weekend. As we had Willie Z at 75-1, and this Matsuyama shoots a 62 and comes flying from like 9 shots back to win. Carver and Lisi, we welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. As I was saying to you, Joe, so I had Willie Z 75-1 for that Genesis over the weekend.
Jesus.
And he was tied for the lead.
He
had a hole in one on Friday. So yeah. Matsuyama comes flying out of nowhere and steals the thing.
One of our listeners had it, Joey Z or Joey Siska.
I saw.
Joey somebody. Hey, Joey. I said, great pick. That's a great pick. Joey
hey,
Keisha?
Hero.
Was it Joey Keisha?
What?
Joey Keisha? Was it Joey?
You'd have to look.
Joey Kiska. Joey Kiska.
Yeah.
Shout out to Joey Kiska with a smash him special. He had Matsuyama as the top Asian. He put 50 for 275. That was plus 450. And he put a $10 free bet at 80-1. He cleaned up over a G. Good for him.
That's outstanding.
How come you don't come out with the picks like that? I mean, I rely on
all
you.
Right. I guess we have short memories from Nicky Taylor, Nick the Dentist Taylor, the week before that, I guess,
that's
right?
That's right. Yeah, but I wasn't on him, so it doesn't count.
You weren't on this either.
I know, but That's true.
Huh?
I know. But he at least told me about it.
Before or after?
After, but
okay, so know. After, so you couldn't play it.
But he gave me, he did say smash him, so that's why. Go for the two, smash him. So that's like he listens, you know? You gotta give him his props.
Oh, okay. Everybody but me, right?
You're my partner. I'm in the foxhole with you every night. Every day. Anything. Day, night, it don't matter. I'm with you. We're attached at the hip. We're like twins.
That is true. You're right about that.
I will tell you this. Quick look at the golf. I'll tell you this right now. You listening?
Yeah.
You said that this is the Finau special this week, right?
Well, Finau, this is the Tony Finau Invitational, yeah. He won this last year. He came in second when Rahm won 2 years ago.
I'm telling you this right now. I already have the guys I like.
Who's that?
You ready?
Yeah.
I like this Harry, don't call me Hall and Oates.
All right, Harry Hall. Sure.
110. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm still going back to, I still
go
think
go back
this,
to J.J. Spuds.
No, I'm not going to go. No. I sort of like this Vince, don't call me Don Whaley.
Vincent the Butler Whaley, huh?
Yeah. Those are my two picks. Harry Hall and Vince Whaley. Sounds like a game
show. I'm surprised you didn't go a little further down. You know, you see who's in the field this week?
Skins. Where's he?
300-1.
It's not enough for him.
it really isn't. You need more. I mean,
if this
you do need
gonna
more. I'm not going to lie. You need
like
more than 300.
300-1 is a little.
He's just a total money burn. Skins. You know.
How about this Sebastian Vasquez too? I feel like he's got a little juice heading into the weekend.
Oh yeah, can you give me a little player profile on him?
On Sebastian? Yeah.
What do you know about him?
Well, no, I know he's a lefty, and he's very good with a short game. Driver and coming off the tee is a little weak. But he did grow up in, I believe he was on Texas A&M's golf team. And they used to call him the Rocket because he used to win every tournament back in college. Third day on, he would come up after, on a four-day type of tournament. Days three and four, he would come from the back of the pack. They nicknamed him the Rocket. So, nothing, you know? And I hear he likes pancakes for breakfast. So let's go with Sebastian Vasquez.
All right, let's go with Sebastian Vasquez, sure.
Okay.
He won't be on my picks.
My picks have life. So these are my three. Vasquez. Okay.
What price are you getting for him?
Vasquez is deep.
He's deep, all right.
He's 1,000-1.
Oh, there he is. There's Sebi.
Sebi.
He's got the same price as J.B. Holmes. That's when you know it's tough.
Why? Who's J.B. Holmes? Complete has-been?
Yeah. It's all right, Joe. How about who else you got for me now? You got Sebi and who else?
Sebi. And then I told you, the two guys.
Vincent the Butler Whaley. Vincent the Butler Whaley at 120 and Harry Hall and Oates.
Yeah.
At 110.
No good.
Hey, anything can happen.
That means you don't like them, so I should probably play them straight.
Play them straight? You should play them straight anyway because they're 110, 120, and 800-1.
Sebastian wins. It wins me 10 G's on a $10 bet.
God bless you.
That means you don't like them.
I won't be making those selections, no.
Okay.
I won't be making those picks. I have a few guys in the 50 to 100 range that I'm playing.
Oh, look at you. Your portfolio's a little.
I can't play Finau. I'm gonna use Finau in my one and done. I'm not playing him. You can't bet him at +750. It's just silly. So, no chalk for me this week, Joe. 50 to 100 range. And I'm doing the golf tomorrow with Cam since I'm not gonna be there the end of the week.
Thursday, Friday.
So what's going to happen? You're going to have to withdraw.
I got to get the picks ready for tomorrow is what I got to do. We got a lot going on. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. That was a good one. Not quite Patino from Sunday, yeah. Joe, but that was pretty good right there. Did you see that, Patino?
Yeah,
after
did.
The loss to Seton Hall?
How crazy is that?
That was pretty good.
Things are going well there, right?
I mean, I don't know, Joe. I mean, I've seen a lot of people killing him after the fact, and even Pharrell and Coach were killing him on Monday on Coast to Coast and everything, and I don't know. I mean, don't we want guys to tell the truth?
Yeah, you know.
He's telling you how it is, and he's not wrong that their facilities are awful. But you notice what he said after that. He said, our facilities are awful, but we're fixing that. He threw the team together. Remember, he took that job late. Remember that.
Yep.
And he had to go and get all the kids to get whatever. He changed basically the entire roster. Now, that's still on him. He went and did all that. But now he's got a full year to get his own guys in. He probably wants some of these guys to leave. Call them out.
He did say, though, too, that just because the facilities suck, that doesn't change your ability to guard somebody.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, you got to get a little. You play basketball in New York, whether it be NBA or college, you got to get a little dirty. You know that as well as anybody. You're not getting dirty. You're not doing it right. You play in the inner cities like New York, St. John's, where they're just city campuses. Philadelphia. That's why John Chaney and Temple were so great back in the day, because they got a little dirty. Okay, you don't play for St. John's with a finesse type of offense. You gotta pound the glass. You better get some rebounds, and you use a little body English. If you don't do that, you're not built to play in New York. Sorry, I said it. Nobody else. I said it.
Man, Joe just chops them right at the knee.
These kids make you chop them. I want to play at the Mecca. I want to be. I want to play in MSG. Okay, guard somebody.
Well, they've got like four home arenas now, St. John's. They play at the horse track. They play at MSG. They play at Carneseca. They play a little bit of everywhere. I mean,
come on. The Meccas were all they care about. You know that.
Surprised they're not playing at the Barclays Center, too.
Well, here's the thing. You go to St. John's.
They had a chop there, too. Jock Vaughn chopped.
Well, Jock Vaughn. Is that Jock Vaughn that played for Kansas?
That's correct, Joe. You just knew that now?
I don't know.
Well, we said when they lost by 50 last week, that's the type of game that gets you fired.
Well, I mean, they were walking through the motions. You know that as well as anybody. They couldn't wait to get out of Dodge.
They were in Cabo.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to matter. Kevin Ollie. Didn't Kevin Ollie take UConn to a championship?
He did.
There you go. I'm a basketball wizard now.
Some would say he did that with Calhoun's kids, but he also got in a lot of trouble there, Joe.
Hence why he went to the NBA.
Ran out of there.
Well, but Carver, what I said isn't wrong. I mean, you play for these schools, and you play where the money isn't that great. St. John's was typically known back in the day with Carneseca to get these guys. Now, they had Mark Jackson and Mullen back in the heyday, and Walter Berry and Glass. But they had Artest. They had, I can't think of the other kid.
Eric Barkley.
Barkley, that was the kid I was thinking of, And when they used to make mini runs to get to the tournament, they haven't been back. Felipe Lopez, but they never, Felipe Lopez was, you want to talk about a bust? That's a bust, but
Either way, Joe, I thought it was I thought it was just Patino telling it like it is. And here's why I also didn't have a problem with it. As you just said, that place has sucked for 20-plus years. All right? He's trying to change that. And I know that, and I get the aspect of you shouldn't call the kids out and the, you know, the college kids out.
You can't call the kids out anymore. You can't call the kids out at all.
Yeah, well, look, something needs to change there. And he was brought there to finally change something. So, we'll see. When do they play again, Joe? Wednesday? Georgetown?
Yeah.
When do they play? When's that Georgetown
game? Wednesday, I think.
You're going to play him, aren't you?
Might play the over. Or maybe might play the under, see how they come out of the gate. I got to see what the total is.
Where is that game? At Georgetown.
And did you see the new information coming out of Big D? Dallas?
No, what's that, Joe?
Well, former Cowboys head coach Jimmy Johnson told WQAM 560 in Miami.
That's in Miami, yeah.
He is now on the Dallas advisory board. I'm back in the fold with the Cowboys.
Really?
Think about that. Pressure's back on. Pressure's on. Yeah, that was a slap in the face, that playoff loss, what Mike McCarthy and the gutless Cowboys did. Pressure's on. McCarthy won't last five games this year. I'm telling you that right now.
You're not trying to say that Jimmy Johnson would take over for him.
Why not?
Oh, come on, Joe. Stop.
If you're going to go for Belichick, why not Jimmy Johnson?
Stop, Joe, please.
If you're going to go, I'm just saying, here's what I'm saying.
Joe, he's 80 years old, Joe. Joe, he's 80.
Carver, I'm not suggesting he's coming back. What I'm saying is you got him on now on talking in Jerry's ear. You got Michael and all the former Cowboys that are completely upset about where the franchise is.
I guess Emmitt Smith's not on that list, huh?
Well, Mike McCarthy's a dead man walking. So you want to take a shot at 12-1 that the Cowboys break through this year? Good luck. God bless you. No shot.
No shot, Joe says. No shot.
No shot.
Look, you're not going to get any disagreements from me. That's for sure. Tired of that Parsons, too. He's got a lot to say also.
He talks about it. He was bashing the fans, waiting for him, and this, that.
Well, that shouldn't go on. You can't be hounding the guy trying to get his luggage out of the airport. Leave him alone. That I don't have an issue with.
I know, but you know what? You know, the fans are what pay the paycheck, you know? I mean, I could see if they were getting in his way from getting the luggage. If they're asking for an autograph, you got to understand that's part of the business, you know?
See, Joe, that's why everybody loves you. You're always standing up for the little guy. That's why,
well,
Joe,
listen.
Right there.
Yeah, that's
you're
the
always
thing.
Standing up. That's why, you know, you always try to tell you I'm the man. You're the man of the people, Joe.
I am a man.
You really are.
Right. People think I'm the difficult one. I'm the easy one. I might give off that impression on air, but I'm very personable. You know? Come up to me anytime. We'll talk shop. And if I can't talk to you, we'll keep in touch and somehow, some way, we'll keep the conversation going. I respect people in that. Listen, the game is you know, these guys are making money because of the fans, and just because they're adults and not kids, so what? Those people pay for your paycheck. They're buying your jersey. They're buying your autograph. They're buying, you know, the endorsements and all the stuff that you pump. That's it. You don't want to be in the spotlight? Play for the UFL. Play for Carver. The Dallas Search.
We'll come back and start to look at Tuesday night's college basketball slate. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. Yeah.
Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here. All right, Joe, we have a pretty big slate.
College hoops.
Of college hoops. I know you're very excited.
Can't wait.
For Tuesday night, Joe. Sorry.
How are we going to attack this? How are we going to attack this?
Well, we're going to see right now how we're going to attack it. We're going to see exactly how we're going to. I'm actually just writing down. I have found a few guys I like for first round leader on Thursday in Mexico.
I have a system play.
Do you? Well, let me see. This is my first time looking at the board, so let me see if I have any as well. Butler is at Villanova. Villanova minus 6.5. 140.5 is the total there. Villanova, of course, Joe, coming off a couple wins. They beat Georgetown on the road over the weekend. They won at home against Seton Hall. I think that they lost at Butler. Man, that's a double overtime game, yeah. Joe. They lost at Butler 88-81. A little revenge spot here for Nova.
They're laying 6.5. I think I like Butler with the points. I don't love it, though.
Butler with the points, huh? I don't love this game, Joe. I really don't. Probably leave it alone, to be quite honest with you. Arkansas is at Texas A&M. Arkansas, of course, Joe, was good to you.
Yeah, but they didn't win. They're on a losing streak here. They're getting smashed.
They have been getting smashed. But they did cover that number for you.
Yeah, they did. It was a close. But what does that do to the psyche now when they go into College Station? They're catching another 9.5 back-to-back road games.
Well, Texas A&M's coming off getting How about them? You know, they're not good either. They beat Tennessee at home a couple weeks ago. Then they lose to Vandy, who sucks. And then they get their doors blown off at Alabama. I kind of like Arkansas with the 10.5 here, Joe. It's actually
I like the over there, 146.5.
You like the over. All right. I like Arkansas with the points.
All right.
I just don't think Texas A&M that great. I'm going to be laying a big number like that. You got some Mid-American games. We'll pass on those. Tennessee's at Missouri. Tennessee's laying 12.5 on the road. Ooh, what do we have here? What system would that be?
I love Missouri.
Why is it a system play?
Home dog with Tennessee laying almost 13. Tennessee beat up on Arkansas last time they were on the road. This line, Tennessee should not be laying 13 points to any SEC team. I'm sorry. I don't care if Missouri sucks.
This team's awful.
I'm taking the 12.5. I like Tennessee. Missouri.
God bless and good luck.
All right. Okay. How about the St. Louis team? Another team that covers dogs. I like St. Louis.
They really don't, though. You said that last week. They don't cover.
System play. They lost to VCU, but they're live in this game against Duquesne.
This game, they're live. Sucks. Getting 9.5 at Duquesne. They're live in this game. Yeah. Syracuse is at NC State. Syracuse catching 4.5. 150.5 the total.
Want to take the over there?
A lot of points.
You almost want to take the over.
All right. You want to take the over? I keep getting on the over there. What do? They play each other? Yeah, probably not. ACC, you don't get too many return games. These Syracuse games haven't been. Yeah, they got a few that have been over this number. Actually, they did play Joe. They played at Syracuse back on January 27th. 77-65, Syracuse beat them at home.
So what do you want to do with it? What do you want to do?
I probably don't want to do it. I actually can't play.
I like
game,
the
Joe.
Over.
Syracuse,
150.5. I could see this game going up and down the court. Up and down.
You can play it. I can't. So go ahead.
All right. So I'll play. That'll be in there. And the next game I like, too.
A UCF on the road?
Yeah, I like UCF laying the short number on the road. West Virginia sucks.
They're really bad.
141.5 is the total there.
I mean,
West Virginia, 8-17 this year, man.
Whew. Jeez. Oof. Whiskey sour.
What else do I got for you, Joe? Boston College is at Florida State. FSU like minus 4.5.
Yeah, I think Florida State runs them out of the gym. Now, I didn't runs see. Did Boston College beat Miami on Saturday? They were laying 1.5.
They won the game, and they covered 85-77.
Man, that Miami team, you're Larinaga.
I mean, oh, look, I don't have them this year. I had them last year, and they were good to me.
But hit the skids, this guy. I can't even coach them up anymore. They're due for a win or a cover's coming up. Got to keep an eye out. When does Miami play again? They got boat raced by Clemson. They got boat raced by Boston College. When's their next
game? They've lost 4 games in a row now.
Okay, when
and like
do they
you said,
play
they've
again?
Been boat raced in 3 out of 4 of them. They play Wednesday night at home against Duke.
That'll be a game where they'll probably catch 13.5. They'll probably cover that game.
I don't know about that much.
I mean, Carver, they lost by 17 to Clemson.
They've 3 of these 4 losses. These losses were all at home on the road. At home, they lost by 3 to North Carolina. Yeah, I don't think it'll be that high, Joe.
What do you think it's going to be? 8.5 for Duke? You think
Duke's
only?
I don't think Duke's that great. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 5 or 6.
5 or 6?
Yeah.
Nah, I think it's going to be like 11.
All right, we'll see. We'll find out tomorrow. When we play this game tomorrow, we'll find out.
All right.
We'll see who was closest.
I like Florida State, though. I think Florida State runs BC out of the gym. That could be my best bet. Them in Missouri.
Iowa catching 9.5 at Michigan State. Another That's big total, but 153.5.
Much for Iowa? I mean, Michigan State at home is going to beat them.
I would say the
digits.
Other end. I think asking Michigan State to cover 9.5 seems
like a lot.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Iowa State, I mean, Iowa catching 9.5. I mean, how are they not going to be in that game?
Iowa probably coming off the overtime win against Wisconsin. They lost
It'll
by 12 at Maryland.
20 first half.
Remember, on the road, Joe, they've been bad. They lost to Penn State by double digits.
They can't cover a 10-point spread.
They lost
against
to Indiana them. By, you know, they have been awful on the road. I don't want to lay it because I don't want to trust Michigan State, but I don't think I want to take it either.
No, I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take a shot.
I kind of like the under.
All right.
153.5. I think I'd rather go that way. To be quite honest with you.
All right.
UConn is at Creighton. So number 1 UConn laying 2.5 on the road, 144.5 the total. That's
let's take the over. Creighton shoots threes, UConn can run.
Yeah, but that...
Creighton can score.
Creighton held them to 48 when they played them in January.
That ain't happening again.
Oh, it's not. That ain't happening again.
48 points? What's the team total in this game?
Whose team? What are you on, Creighton's?
No. You said UConn was held to 48.
I don't have the team totals up yet. We're too early for that.
I'm going to take that then. There's no way UConn's being held to 48 by Creighton. No shot.
No, I'm saying Creighton scored 48 against them last.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. That must have meant that they were held. They sucked from 3.
Right. Well, that game.
They probably shot 3 of 17 from 3.
Team stats: Creighton was 6 for 26 from 3-point.
Yeah, there you go. That ain't happening again. So let's take the over there. What was the game? What was the score in the last game?
Hold on, Joe. You make me every time you. I think you're done with that game. I get off of it.
Because I'm keen now.
62-48.
110. So let's do. Wow, 34 points higher. 35 points higher. from where that game was. How long ago was that? Like 3 weeks ago?
Mid-January, a month ago.
Yeah, let's take the over there. I mean, come on. Creighton's been on a heater.
I'm on Creighton.
You're on Creighton?
Yeah. UConn ain't gonna win every single game the rest of the way. Okay. They're due for a little misstep. I think they get it on the tough road trip out to Nebraska.
Okay.
That number's way too. That's a short number.
All right.
I'm gonna take Creighton, Joe.
Okay.
Everyone's on UConn. 89%, 88%.
All the short money is on UConn.
Wow, they've got the skunk on the schedule on Tuesday night, too. We'll do that when we come back, Joe. The skunk's in the mix.
Love it.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. We got a few more. Let's roll through these for Tuesday night. Maryland is at Wisconsin. Whiskey Lane, 7.5, 130.5. The total, they lost to Iowa over the weekend on the road. Overtime game. It's like another team, Joe. Like I don't think I really trust Wisconsin with 7.5. Just like I don't trust Michigan State with 9.5. I just don't.
I don't either.
They're better at home. Believe me, Wisconsin very good at home.
But they're shaky. You never know. Every now and then they play down to the level of competition and they get pushed. They struggle with Minnesota this year. No, who was it? Nebraska. You know, I'll probably, it's a no play for me. I can't do it. Whiskey. I'll lay Whiskey 5 or less, 7.5, way too much. I sort of like Maryland if I had to bet that.
Okay. The skunk and TCU is at Texas Tech. They're in Lubbock. Yeah.
They won this
5.5 for the Red Raiders, 148.5 the total.
They won this game by 8 as a 7.5 point favorite a week ago.
That's right.
Now, all of a sudden, we got a 14-point difference, huh? I mean, Texas Tech sucks on the road. They've lost some close games right on the number. Lost, I believe, to Baylor, lost to TCU. And those lines were like 5.5 and 7.5, and they lost by 6 and 8, respectively, and didn't cover both of them. Now they're going to lay 5.5. It's a no bet for me. I lean to the under, though, 144.5. Because if Tech is going to win, they're going to play their style, and that's a little bit more half court. So I lean to the under.
I'll take the skunk.
All right.
Next one, Joe, system play. Utah State, 2.5-point favorites at home against San Diego State.
Auto play. I know it's an auto play, but I like the way the Aztecs are playing.
I do too, but that doesn't matter.
All right.
Didn't matter on Monday night when Virginia Tech was favored over Virginia.
All right.
Smoked them.
Okay.
So, we go Aggies here. Baylor visiting BYU.
Isn't this a fishy line?
This isn't a, you know, like the system play I normally talk about, like the last game with the unranked team home against, you know, favored against the ranked team. But this is real close to it. I think this is BYU, Joe.
I think so, too. But I like the under in this game.
156.5. That does seem like a very heavy number.
If Baylor's going to come to play, they're going to play defense. I mean, I like BYU. I don't love it. Provo's a difficult place to play, but give me the under.
Yeah, I'd probably lean under also. I like BYU. Pitt is getting 6.5 points at Wake.
I liked them.
How about that?
I like the Panthers plus the 6.5. Okay. I like the way they're playing. I like them as a dog.
San Jose State getting 15.5 at Boise. They stink. Boise's been pretty good.
Want to take San Fran?
San Fran getting 7.5 at St. Mary's.
That's sort of like that's the bailout tomorrow.
I kind of like San Francisco.
Me too. Could we take them outright? Can they win?
I don't know if I want to do that. Let's just take the points, Joe. Don't get greedy.
It's 7.5. I like them. That's the bailout.
Don't get greedy. I don't like when you do that. You get greedy and then just.
You don't like
that. Nevada's laying 2 touchdowns and a hook at home against Wyoming.
2 touchdowns. Let's take the Lobos, the Cowboys, the Lobos. Let's take the Cowboys. You want to go old school, Fenestembo? You want to go old school, half court style, Wyoming?
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No. I don't. I don't want to do that.
All right. Okay.
There you go, Joe. Good Tuesday night in college basketball.
I think we have it down. My best play, I think, for right now is Missouri as a dog. And I like Florida State.
All right. We'll do, of course, we'll be all over these. Oh, man, Joe, some of these games. Some dead unders going on right now. Dead unders. Here's my little bit of football news. Of course, we always got to keep Joe a little happy.
Got to wet the palate, Carver.
Even if it's for three or four minutes, just so that he has something every day until the real football season starts. And at least with free agency coming up. Next week's the combine, too, so he'll definitely be all gassed up about that. Tuesday starts when you can start franchise tagging players, Joe.
Yeah, now here's the thing. Who do you think's going to be franchised? Who's going to be, like last year was Josh Jacobs and Saquon. Who do you think is going to be the biggest franchise? You have any idea?
I'm going through this list now of who each team potentially might use it on.
Yeah. Anything that catches your eye?
There's some decent ones. Now, the Giants can tag Barkley again. They'd have to pay him $12 million after paying him $10 this year. I don't think he played well enough to warrant $12 million next year. There's talk, though, Chiefs would have to use one on either Jones or Snead, right?
I think they would use it on Jones, wouldn't they?
They're saying here Carolina's going to use it on Brian Burns.
No, well, he's the best player on the team, isn't he?
Yeah. Other ones here, T. Higgins with the Bengals. Josh Allen for the Jaguars. I guess there's a few here.
Any marquee offensive guys? Who does the Bears? Anybody on the Bears? I'm just curious.
For the Bears here, they have listed Jalen Johnson, cornerback.
Yeah. Doesn't move the speedometer. Doesn't move the pedal.
Doesn't. Yeah. T. Higgins, Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Brian Burns.
I mean, T. Higgins, could definitely be the guy. You know, the question is Cincy going to, you know, do they want to run it back? I mean, to have that relationship with Higgins and Chase is with Joey Ice, Joey Silk, you know? Who would want T. Higgins? Let's see.
I think a lot of teams would, but.
Think the Giants would take a shot?
Maybe. Are they bringing back Barkley? I guess not.
Gotta give. I mean, I was talking about, you know, we were talking about teams for Russell Wilson. How about the Giants?
God.
Oh, I'm just saying. It's got to go somewhere, right?
I mean, I guess, not necessarily. What if there's no starting jobs for him?
Where would there be a starting job for...
I'm saying, what if there's none? Well, there's plenty of potential starting jobs. I mean, there's plenty of teams that don't have quarterbacks.
New England, Washington, but they have the top five picks. I mean...
Says here the Dolphins, Christian Wilkins, they might use their tag.
Yeah, they should. He's a big locker room guy. You got to have him in the locker room.
You got to have him in the locker room?
You got to have him in the locker room. You got to have him in the locker room, Corbin. You got to have that
guy. He's a big locker room guy. You got to get him in.
He's a big locker room guy.
There's also, Joe, a lot of hockey on Tuesday night.
What do you want to do? Overs?
Islanders are in Pittsburgh against the Penguins. It's a 5.5. I can see the over there. You got the Devils are in Washington against the Caps. Ottawa's in Florida off a back-to-back. Dallas, who played in Boston on Monday afternoon, is in the Garden against the Rangers.
I like that over.
6.5 even money to the over.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Ooh, Vancouver, Colorado is a good one on Tuesday night. That's a good game. And Vancouver coming off losing 10-7.
Ugh.
And they had that,
that's a total
and they had a 5-2 lead in the game, Joe.
Did they play a goaltender in there? I mean, how do they give up 10 goals?
Yeah,
how is that even possible?
That's a bad
in
job.
Today's hockey. That
a goalie.
Yeah, how is that possible?
It happens, unfortunately. Especially when I had Vancouver and they were up 5-2. I wasn't thrilled about it. Well, they actually gave Minnesota like 9 consecutive minutes of power plays for them to get back in the game. It was actually really annoying. It's 6.5 for Vancouver and Colorado. Colorado -150. Nashville's in Vegas against the Knights. You got Columbus in LA against the Kings late night. And Minnesota, who scored that 10, Joe, is in Winnipeg. That's an under. Give me the under, Minnesota and Winnipeg.
Under?
Under. Team comes off scoring 10 goals. Both teams playing a back-to-back. Could be sloppy. Could be slow. Under 5.5.
All right.
Jet games typically trend to the under.
All right. But what total? Like, we got to put it with a total. I like the Devils laying the 1.5 against the Capitals. And the total that stands out for me is the Stars and Rangers. Can we get it over to 6.5?
We can. I think the Islander-Penguin game over 5.5 is pretty good, too.
But the one that you like under is Blue Jackets Kings.
No. Winnipeg and Minnesota is the under I like.
All right. Let's go for it. Slow.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio. SiriusXM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. So we got the table set here for Tuesday, that's for sure. No NBA until Thursday.
I can't believe that. I mean, really.
Well, I mean, they get
a
week
off. Did they break
a
sweat? Did they even break a sweat? I mean, honestly?
I will leave you with this today.
Good.
They put the numbers up officially. I had not seen these for the Heisman next year.
They also put win totals for almost every Power 5 conference.
They did. Like, maybe really? Tomorrow that'll be my 5 minutes to wet the palate for you. 5 minutes.
Just five minutes?
Carson Beck and Quinn Ewers, the favorites to win the Heisman.
Yeah, I can't
11
take
months
chalk.
Out.
I can't do it. We got to take a deep shot.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple here already.
I'll tell you who I like. You ready?
Give me one. Go ahead. Give me one.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jackson Dart.
Yeah, you love this guy.
I love Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart.
Oh, Jackson Dart.
I'll go even further down the road for you.
Let me see. Who else can we?
There's a lot. I think there's guys in the hundreds who are.
How about Dylan Gabriel with Oregon?
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel.
How about KJ Jefferson? He stayed at Arkansas. You want to take him and Andrew DeWitt?
Did he? He stayed? I thought he left.
He stayed. He's gone. He stayed.
Didn't he go to UCF? He went back?
I don't know.
All right, Joe. I'll see you tomorrow. Great job by Matias Ravel. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you then.